for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, September the 3rd, 2005. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Cheryl Batts of Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, Hot Springs, Arkansas, is the minister of this service.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Let's just have a word of prayer here this afternoon. Praise God. You can tell I'm not a real hands-on person. I like to walk around. Father God, I just give you the praise and the glory and the honor this afternoon. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for being just a God that loves us. We thank you that you are Elohim. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. We thank you, Father God, that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We thank you, Father God, this afternoon for your time, that you have taken time and made it possible for us to be here, to receive your word, to have understanding, to add to your word, which is your testimony, things that are mysteries to others. God, we sit before you like children with our mouths open wide, ready for you to feed us your word, ready to feed us that we need so that we can go back to our places, oh God, and do what you have called us to do. Father, we ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that we might decrease, Father God, decrease in our intellect right now, decrease in our ability to analytically think things out, Father God, that we might have the mind of Christ who accepted who you were, who you are, and who you will be to us. Father, we ask you right now in Jesus' name, I ask you to bless everyone here. Cause their hearts to be open to receive what you have for them, God. I pray right now as I decrease that the Holy Ghost would increase in me. And Father, I lay aside all my assumptions. I lay aside everything that I think I know. And Father God, I ask you to speak forth through me a word in season for your people, God. For these are your people. These are the ones that Jesus went to the cross and died for. These are the ones, oh God, that you knew from the beginning of time would sit here hungrily waiting to hear what you have to say. And God, we thank you for this opportunity. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all of the honor. We thank you, Father God, that hearts are prepared. We take authority over and we bind mind-binding spirits. We bind spirits of sleepiness. We bind spirits right now in the name of Jesus that may not want to receive a word from a messenger. And we say that they will receive the word, if not the messenger. Father God, right now, in Jesus' name, we saturate this place with the blood of Jesus from the front of the house to the back, God, in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of sleepiness. We bind the spirit of pride right now, in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that is not like you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bind all spirits of witchcraft. We bind spirits of mind control and end time mind control in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the holy name of the Lord. Father God, right now in Jesus' name, we bind all those spirits, Father God, the strong man over the campground in the name of Jesus. We continue to bind him. We touch and agree with those that have already done so. And we bind him with fetters of iron dipped in the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that those that are sent out, the little imps that are sent out to do things, the familiar spirits, we lose confusion in their camp right now in the name of Jesus. We lose the angels of God to go and to just put one drop of blood, Father, and just bind them up. They will not communicate with each other. They will not receive communication out of the second heavenly. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind them on our authority because your word says that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And we do that now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you, Father God. We thank you that those that have sicknesses and infirmities in their bodies, we touch and agree with Pastor Pastor and Brother Null today and his prayer, Father God, that those spirits will continue to be made manifest. They will continue to move right now in Jesus' name. For it's the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. There is authority in the blood of Jesus. There is power in praise. There is power in worship, God. And we worship you and we adore you, God, and we praise you, God. But there is none like you. You sit high and you look low, but oh, you know who we are. You know our beginning from our end, God. And we thank you. We bind the accuser of the brethren that attacks the mind of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. We cast it down in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we praise you. We give you glory and honor, and we thank you. We worship you and adore you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, my name is Cheryl Batt, and I've been here at the camp now for maybe 5 years, year of grace. And in that time, I've learned, I knew before I came that God gave me the name Phoebe. But I learned since I've been here how to walk in it, because I've accepted the fact that God has called me to the office of the prophet. And there are visions and dreams that I have, and I accept that. Because only can I actually be who I am, and only actually can I be effective when I'm willing to accept that that God has told me that I am. When God tells you that you are a thing, or that you are someone, and that you have to walk in a certain thing, and you do not walk in it, what happens is you get in everybody's way, including your own. Because you're not walking in that that God has told you to walk in. I have a board president, a woman who I know is extremely apostolic in her ability to do things. But because she's not actually been taught about apostolic things, and I'm talking about the board of Phoebe, my the ministry that God has given me. It's a ministry, it's a business, but my business is the ministry. And I look at her and I can see that she can look into every area of what we're doing and be able to make it work. She's like a troubleshooter. She can say, no, that. And then she comes to me and say, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. And finally I was kind of like, I didn't understand why I was feeling irked. You know, I was like feeling irked about her telling me those things, because I was like, am I supposed to be telling them this? And finally, it was like, you know, I get my best revelation either early in the morning or late at night, just before I fall asleep or just when I wake up. You know, those are probably the best times when God can really talk to you, because me is out of the way. So I was laying there and I was like, this girl is apostolic. Why does she keep telling me to do all this stuff? And he says, she's fair. I want you to give her a word today. So I called her up on a job. I started talking to her, and I gave her a word. I said, looky here. I say, when you don't do what you're supposed to do, and I realize I'm the founder and the CEO, but you're the board president. You're supposed to run the meeting. You're supposed to do this. When you don't do that, and I try to do it because you asked me to do it because I'm trying to be obedient, I look funny. I make mistakes. Because it's not me that has the revelation. I'm trying to speak your revelation. I can't speak your revelation. You need to take authority and be the president of this organization. I release you right now. I say, I may have been here with it 8 years. I may have birthed it. But I release you to walk in that you're supposed to walk in. Now, I'm telling you right now, with all due respect, I ain't going to be doing this no more. If you want somebody to know something, you better get with it. Well, bless God. I say, hallelujah. So I'm just telling y'all with that little example, that's what you got to do. God has told each of you that there is something in this life that he wants you to do. And if you are backing up on it, then you are causing other people to do the things that you should be doing, thereby because perhaps you don't want to accept the responsibility of what will come if you say or do a particular thing. Tough. Too bad. Too bad. The world does that. God is expecting more of us. He gives us a responsibility. He tells us to do certain things, and we are thereby expected to do it. And whatever happened thereof is just part of the cost of paying the price to be who God calls you to be. And we need to realize that. And we need to realize that God loves us, and that even though we will not necessarily, now perfection means to be mature. So we may not necessarily reach perfection in this life in the areas that we are doing things. But every day when we get up, we should see a little something different within ourselves that we can look back and say,
I did that differently. I did it better. I didn't just slide into it. I knew, I saw, and I moved. This is what God wants us to do. Many times when we give a testimony, we'll say, you know, I really didn't know what God was doing. That was one of those times when I backed into that blessing, or when I backed into a certain thing to be a blessing to somebody. And that's okay, because many times we will back into something by our sheer obedience and wanting to do what God wants us to do. But isn't it a wonderful thing to get to a place where you are such a friend of God that He tells you that He wants you to do this and He wants you to do that, and you go ahead and do that, and all of a sudden it becomes very clear that as you do this, this is going to happen. As you do that, that's going to happen. And it becomes clear to you. Now all of a sudden you're walking in the things of God as His friend. Because how many of you know that Jesus, that God is going to talk to His friends? The song says, He's a friend of mine. Jesus is a friend of mine. What a friend we have in Jesus. So when these things begin to happen, like if I have a girlfriend and she said, let's go shopping, and I'm like looking at her and she's looking at me, I said, well, where are we going shopping? She said, I feel like shoes today. Say, my kind of girl, let's go. We're going shopping for shoes. That same relationship with the Father. I'm going out today. Where are you going? I don't know. Just want to hang out. Okay. And you just hang out with God. And go where He tells you to go. And do what He tells you to do. You become mature in yourself. And as you mature in that, God will then be able to do more with you. You know, a lot of times we find ourselves zooming ahead in the things of God, and things are going so fast, we almost can't catch our breath. One day something happens and you just go, whoo, whoo, and you, but before you can even pick up that telephone and tell somebody about what happened that day and the blessing that you found, you go to bed, you wake up, and the next day something else happens. And then the next day something else happens. And before you know it, about 7 to 10 days worth of stuff has happened to you. But within that 7 to 10 days, what has happened? You have found yourself, and each time going, whew, thank you, Jesus, whew, and getting up the next day and handling it. You just start handling stuff for God. You just start handling stuff for God. All of a sudden, it's just everyday stuff. Y'all just looking at me. Don't y'all know that when just everyday stuff keeps happening like that, it's because God's doing something? He's trying to show you something about yourself. He'll do it in such a way so that when it's over with, you're not all puffed out with yourself and say, hey. But He'll just make it come so hot and so fast, and you just be trying to get that word so you can get through that thing. Because you know you want to tell them off. You know, you say, are you out of your mind? How can you operate a business like this? That you remember who you're dealing with. You're dealing with people who are unsaved. And you have the audacity to name your ministry People Helping Others Excel by Example. From Romans 16:1-2. So that means what? That means you got to be at that point, because you've already put it out there. What? People Helping Others Excel by Example. So you better not get too mad. You better not go too far to the left. So sometimes we strap ourselves into what it is that God wants us to do. And then we get angry when it gets tight. Now, you already told Him. He's just crying, snotting at the altar. Oh, God, I'll do what you want me to do. I love you, Lord. I'll just go where you want me to go. Okay, baby. And He ushers you right on into that very thing that you really don't want to do anyway. But you already said it. And He heard you. So now He's going to put your feet to the fire. So that means that we have to make up our minds that once we say it, once we accept it, once we know who God is in our life, once we have seen Him operate and do miracles in our lives and cause us to be able to go beyond what we believe about ourselves and walk into another level with Him. When you get to that place, that's the place He wants you to be. And that's the place when you stand and you're so out of breath. You are so out of breath because he can't even tell you to fly. It's like the eagle. She keep pulling the stuff out the nest till the baby eaglets finally fall out. She can't even say fly because they don't know fly. So she say, flap, baby, just flap. Because they have not a clue that they got wings and they're supposed to fly. So she just say, flap. So God's just telling y'all, flap. Just flap. It's okay. Just flap. Eventually you'll get it. And faith, hope, and trust in Him will make sure you will not fail. You will not fail. See, we have a problem in those three areas, faith, hope, trust, and they all tie in and tie back. You cannot get away. Any complaint that we have, any challenge we have in our soulish area in dealing with demons, anything in that area, you cannot get delivered from it until you have the faith to believe that God can deliver you. Y'all didn't hear me, did you? No, you didn't. Y'all didn't hear me. Because the bottom line is that everything that we do for Christ is bound in faith. And faith is, as even though I wasn't here, it had to be one of those exercise things that you talked about from Miss Carla. I know it. Because I have found that there is nothing that I do for God that I do not have to have a faith to do. When I push in to get my deliverance, I have to have faith to believe what? That one, he loves me. Two, he really does want me to be set free. And that three, he's not talking about me like some people because I got that particular demon. I have to have faith. Then on that faith, I have to trust him. I trust that he's going to deliver me of the things that I need to be delivered of at the time that I need to be delivered of. Of them. He is not going to be late. He's not going to be early. He's going to be Jehovah Nicker time, whatever is going on. Not my time, but Jehovah Nicker time. Right in time, on time for everything that I need to be delivered up. I mean, you may not know him like that, but that's how I know him. He comes right at the Jehovah Nicker time. Just when you think you're not going to make it. Just when you think that you got the answer to everything, you find out that you have nothing. You know nothing. You are about nothing. But it's all about him. It's all about what he wants to do. Because when we do it his way, me and my four are not the only ones that get blessed. Oh, my goodness. I serve a God that cares about somebody other than just me and my family. And that I can, through faith, that I can, through obedience, that I can be a part of the tapestry of life, that thousands upon thousands will be saved and will be in heaven with me and we will all be rejoicing for eternity if I just be obedient, if I just trust him, if I just realize that he is my hope. How many times do we hear people say, well, you know, we're just really going through and our finances are really bad and so forth. And say, sister, all I can do for you is pray. Let me repeat that. All I can do for you is pray. Well, now, right away, I don't know if I want you to pray for me. Because if all you can do for me is pray, then do you even believe that the prayer that you finna pray for me is going to move the spirit of lack and poverty out of my life so that I can get on with it? If that's all you can do for me, if you don't give me a dime, but if I know that the prayers of a righteous man availeth not, and that when you drop on your knees, heaven gonna open up and hear what you got to say, and I know that God is a God of love and God will hear the prayers of a righteous man, oh honey, I'm all right. Because I know then I'm going to have the favor of God and the favor of man. Because when you get on your knees, you're going to pray what the Holy Ghost tells you to pray. And when you pray what the Holy Ghost tells you to pray, then you are praying what God wants you to pray for me. And when you pray what God wants you to pray for me, then it means that the prayers are going to be answered. So what do you mean? All I can do is pray for you. Oh, people say that to me. I go, bless God, hallelujah, I'll be praying for you too. We need to watch what we say as saints of God. We do not walk in the positive authority that we have many times because of this right here and what comes out of our mouth. I've asked on my Tuesday night class to the ladies, how much of the word of God do you believe? Let me see, you just believe Matthew, Mark. You believe Luke and John. You just believe Genesis 1 and 2. You know, you way off. You know. You know what I'm saying? How much of this word do you believe? Do you believe from Genesis to Revelation? Or you just believe the New Testament? Or do you just, you know what I'm saying? If we believe the whole word of God, and that it is his testimony,
And that it has been put down in writing and saved all of these years so that we can read it, we can grow by it, we can live by it, we can pray by it, we can overcome by it, then I guess it's good for some. Then I guess the word is good for some. If it will do all of that, if it'll bring our life into a place where we are one with Him. The word tells us one voice, one heart, one mind. When we begin to sing songs, even if it's Jesus loves me, He's going to show up. One voice, one heart, one mind. That's all He asks. And as the body of Christ, there are times when we have left ourselves open by what we say, by what we lack to believe. And as Brother Clement said last night, we're always coming up with a new revelation and instead of adding one revelation on to the last revelation that you had, because that gives you the full circumference of who God really is, we want to drop that off and go on to the next one. And then we begin to talk about the people that had the last revelation. I don't know if I believe all that because they didn't have no scripture. I'm like, oh, okay. I was so glad to hear Sister Nancy say upstairs that she just read the Bible like it's a book, in a book, in a chapter. It's a love story in the middle of it, and in Proverbs and Psalms and Song of Solomon is a love story, and then David be whooping everybody back in 2 Samuel and Judges and stuff, and I mean, Deborah, she be getting it on. I thought, I read it. I just read it as a book. And so now you want me to give you chapter and verse? Oh, my God. Wait a minute. You the teacher. You got the teacher's anointing. Did you give me chapter and verse? Let me tell you how it affected me. And let me tell you that it's in there. Now you find it. You find it if you want to. Don't find it because I found it. That's how I got the revelation to tell you. I just can't tell you where it is. Now I might remember, I think it was in the Old Testament somewhere in Psalms. Now if you really want to find out where it is, get the concordance. Help yourself. Because I'm going to go on to another revelation for me. So I try, you know, I've been listening. I was so glad, girl, you set me free with that. I was just like, why are people after me? I'm not the teacher. I'm the prophet. I'm going to give you the revelation. I'm going to exhort the word. I'm going to read your mail. I'm going to read your mail. I'm going to tell y'all about that gluttony everybody been asking about. That's what I do. That's what I do. So when I try to step over to that teacher thing, it don't work for me. Because then everybody be looking at me bored while I'm up here. Because I be trying to stick right to the scripture, right to where it is. And I be getting wisdom and revelation while I'm reading that scripture. And I want to tell you that, but because somebody wants to hear exactly where it came from, I lose it. I lose it. I'm not going to lose it no more, y'all. Because if y'all want to know where it is, I will give you a hint. I'll tell you where I read it. You go find it yourself. Okay, because I'm going to go on with the revelation of what it taught me and what God is speaking to me as I'm speaking to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for being free. Woo, Jesus. Oh, man. I went outside today. This morning, you were all here, and I could hear you praying and worshiping God, and I could, you know, from 6 o'clock this morning, and God sent me outside, so I went outside, and I sat down. I thought, I was going to get this revelation for y'all. So, ooh, I'm going to give a big revelation. Got me going outside. So I'm sitting out on the bench, and I'm just sitting there. Sha-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, sha-da-da-da. Bless the Lord. Praise your name, Holy God. When the ducks is quacking, the geese is quacking over there and everything. I said, I'm glad them geese is over there because I heard geese will chase you, God. You know, I mean, my mind going all off on geese. And I'm thinking about how pretty it is out there and everything. I'm just like trying to find God. You know, maybe you want me to talk about the geese. So I'm looking at the geese and I'm going, oh, bless the name of the Lord. Oh, is that the one? Is that where the, oh, is that the whale captain blew off over there? Lord, look at that. They got it back home real straight, too. I mean, mine just going. So I'm like, oh, Lord, I just bind all this wandering spirit, this wandering mind right now in Jesus' name. Blah, 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 blah. So I look down, all of a sudden my feet is covered with ants. I'm like, oh, good God. So I'm shaking. I said, why you got me out here in these ants? So I'm looking at the ants, just a minute, man. So just all crawling around. And I'm just looking, and they're busy. They're all just taking care of whatever they take care of. Ants just everywhere. And I sat there for a little while, and they kept getting on my feet, and I kept shaking them off. Finally, I said, well, God didn't tell me to go in yet, so I just got up. I moved. I ran around the corner to the other side. There were no ants over there. slides that down. And I'm really looking for the revelation now. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. No ants over here. Ain't no ants. Well, it's starting to get hot, God. I'm starting to sweat now. Bless the Lord. Okay, so I come and go back in. I go to my room. I say, God, what kind of revelation was that? I was up. I could have been laying in the bed for that revelation. Then all of a sudden, I got it. God wants us to not be distracted. He wants us to be focused. Stay focused on what God is telling you to do. Because right now, everything is helter-skelter. Sin City is underwater. Sodom Gomorrah is underwater. People are bailing out. They're looking for places to go. They're looking for places to stay. Stay focused. Don't get like this. Stay focused on who you know God is. And know that we're living in the last days. Know that we cannot change that is supposed to happen. We can't change it. So you need to listen carefully and pray what God tells you to pray. Otherwise, you're going to get off into witchcraft prayers. Because right now, can you tell me exactly for sure what God is doing? For sure. So if you can't tell me for sure what God is doing right now, and you jump off in one of them fleshy prayers of yours, you're going to jump right off into some witchcraft. I suggest you be quiet and listen for God and get on with thy perfect will be made manifest in the United States. Thy perfect will be made manifest in my life. And you know what the ants were saying? The ants were saying that we as a people, we get stuck in the same place, doing the same thing, getting the same result, and refuse to move even when the blight is upon us. The children of Israel, the Egyptians, they had plague sent upon them, ants, locusts, everything. But they kept doing what they were doing. They did not want to let the children of Israel go. So usually what happens is the slaves become like their captors. So we've gotten to a point where we just want to sit there. I was in the middle of a blight. I was in the middle of ants eating me alive, and I'm still sitting there looking at them, wondering what God wants me to do. Move! It's time for us to move! Hello! Hello, let's move. Let's go to the other side of the mountain where there's milk and honey. Let's get out of Egypt, y'all. That's my revelation for you today. The prophet has spoken. We just got to move. Now I want you to look at the person sitting next to you and say, do you know? You're sitting next to a miracle. And God has said, it's time to shift. Amen. It's time to shift. It's time for us to shift. We're going to have to shift and get ready for the next level of God. And you can go easy or you can go kicking and screaming. It just depends on how much faith, hope, and trust that you got in God. Preferably after all the ants this morning, I'm just going to go. I don't think I'm going to wait around to get bit to death before I realize that God is saying shift. There's a shift in the spirit. There's a seriousness that you're going to feel that's going to come upon you or come from within you like rivers of living water. And when it begins to move through you and begin to move up and bring out things from inside of you, that things that you have never said before, visions and dreams, these things are going to start happening even more with more clarity in the body of Christ because God is shifting. He's shifting. It's like being in the Holy Ghost now. See, you can either be in the Holy Ghost like you in a Mercedes Benz, and when it's time to shift, you just go. Just go on with the Holy Ghost, what God is telling you. Or you can be in the Holy Ghost, and you got a stick shift, and you know that only the difference between first and second. and God is trying to move you, but you, I would suggest that you get on automatic and shift. God is going to do new and different things in each one of us, things that we thought we could not do. People that we thought we would never be able to relate to, we will be able to relate to them. We'll be able to give them the things of God in a way that's palatable. Because our hearts are being touched by what we see. We are hearing how many people are being affected or affected by what has happened, but we have yet to know the death count. Were they saved? Did we do what we were supposed to do? Did we speak to somebody that we were supposed to speak to? When I spoke about the young people that came to the conference, and there were 200 people, participants there, if each one of them talks to 10 other people, there'll be 2,000 people the next time that we have a conference. Y'all understand what I'm saying? If that works for the world, then how is that going to work in the Holy Ghost? Each one of you speak to 10 people about deliverance, about the very basics of salvation that Brother Clement took us through last night. The very basics. And then move them into the miracle working power of God because of your lifestyle and the things that you have to say to them and the way that you live your life and the way that you speak to them and the way when they say something to you and you know that it's negative, you know it's coming out of a place of fear. And you can speak to the fear instead of speaking to the person. I have found myself to be of little patience in the past few weeks. And I have a few women that I'm training. And they were like, "Ooh, what's wrong with you? You are mean." I said, "No, but you're going to bust the bottom out of hell if I don't tell you this. I ain't got time for this. I'm busy. You talking about God told you to hang with me?" I said, "Are you sure? You better count the cost because I ain't got time to play with you right now. I am not a pastor. I'm not going to sugarcoat this thing. I'm not going to give it to you in a bottle. You told me, God said, that you were supposed to be with me." I said, "I don't have time, so I'll tell you what. I've already prayed. I really ain't heard nothing, so I'm just going to be myself. If you can handle it, then you hang. If you can't, you'll leave." And I said, "And I want you to know I love you, but I'm not going to let you go to hell running with me. It ain't happening. It ain't happening. So I want you to know the truth. And that when you spoke to me, the reason I'm upset is because you spoke to me out of a lack of faith. And I won't have it around me. I don't want you talking to me like that." But I said, "No, you spoke to me out of a place that said that you lacked faith. Now, you told me that you were ordained, licensed, and called by God. Now, the first thing is, if you are licensed, ordained, and called by God, then the first thing, even if you don't understand deliverance, even if you think there's a demon on every teacup and you're beginning to get concerned about it, even if all that was right, your judgmental attitude toward those that are in leadership makes me scared to be next to you. And that's the first thing you learn when you get saved, to respect authority. Even in man's army, you respect authority. So you don't tell me you licensed and ordained, and all I can get out of your mouth is, you don't understand why the pastor do this. You don't understand why the pastor's wife is doing that. I said, "Girl, you better shut up." I said, "Because you're making me doubt whether or not you licensed or ordained. I'm questioning that." I said, I said, "No, you ain't going to hang with me screwing all that stuff all over the people. I'll try to get them delivered." And you're right, there are demons under every teacup of your life because you ain't been in this thing long enough to have overturned enough teacups to be free. Oh, I just went all off. Because somebody had been feeding her something. See, she talked too much. When you go out and you keep talking to people who don't believe where God is trying to take you, they will talk you out of your stuff. They will talk you out of your deliverance. They will talk you out of everything that God has planned and set up for you. So when I hear it, something rises up inside of me. I said, "Who you been talking to that told you that there was not a demon under every teacup?" I said, "Girl, you're loaded with religious spirits. I'm wondering about you."
I said, there is a demon under every teacup, because if the ministers had gotten this word and attached this word long ago, so that every word in the word of God was connected and being taught in every church, then maybe you wouldn't have a demon under every teacup of your life. Because you'd have started a long time ago when you were about 10, 11 years old, that people were telling you, baby, if you don't stop behaving the way you do, I'm going to whip you. Because I'm going to beat that devil out of you if you don't control it. And then they pray and they get delivered. But we have not been taught. We are a generation of people who have not been taught the word of God in its entirety and in the fullness of the word of God. So when you have people that are running around talking about licensed or ordained, and they going to hook up with you and they talking another thing. How can you walk together except they agree? I ain't agreeing with this. I've been knowing this same couple for over 8 years, and I knew they had those demons. And I knew they were going to come to this place. So what was my purpose? To pray and to be there when they finally get to the end of themselves. And if you cannot do that, then you need to go back. Because maybe you called yourself. Ooh, that was hard, wasn't it? Yeah, but see, she ain't going to bust the bottom out of hell. Being licensed and ordained and think she got it going on. She's going to think about it. She'll think about it now. She'll think about every time she opens her mouth, what's inside of, where's that coming from? And that was the purpose of the conversation. It took me a minute or two to figure out exactly what God was doing, because I could tell things were coming out of me pretty tough. I was like, whew. But I knew that it was right. I knew that it was right. So I had watched myself shift. Now I know that if I walk in the office of the prophet and I believe God for the prophetic call that's on my life, and that I have visions and dreams, and when I line up with the word of God and I do those things that God tells me to do, I know the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. So I know when I sat on a bar stool drinking Black Russians, I was still prophesying. So if I can prophesy while I was drinking Black Russians back in the world, I know that what God has called me to do today is I try my best to live a holy, sanctified life, that the word that he's given me is a true word. And I'm going to speak that word, and I'm going to give that word. And if you're around me long enough, I will give you a word. But you ain't going to pump me up to give you one. If I ain't got one, you ain't getting none. There are things that you learn, things that you know, things that God shows you. And I use myself most times as an example, because I can't tell your testimony. I can only tell mine. I can only tell you how the word has did its work in me. And from that, I believe that somebody somewhere, either on the tape or in this room, will get something that will help them, something that will set them free, as I stand naked and unashamed before you with my own testimony. See, I'm the one that was dating Mr. Fine and found out that he was bisexual. I'm the one that was dating Mr. Fine. Come to find out he was also doing a whole bunch of witchcraft things outside of being bisexual, which carries a lot of witchcraft with it itself. I'm the one that, when I finally broke up out of that thing, stood in the middle of the floor and I cussed him out in one breath, and in the same breath prophesied to him about his life, scared him so bad. You think he was scared? I was surely messed up. Because the Bible says, how can these things be? Out of the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. But I prophesied on one hand, and on the other hand, I cursed him so bad I didn't even know who it was that was speaking. There were curse words. I'm telling you, even today, I don't know where those words came from. They were horrible. That's why I know the violent taketh it by force. And that's why you can't take my testimony from me. You cannot make me believe that a Christian can't have a demon. You cannot make me believe that there's only two things that motivate you. You're either motivated by the Spirit of the living God, or you're motivated by a demon that is either in your flesh or in your soul. There's only two things. When I sat in that chair, and in my very first time, and they started praying for me, and the demon said, I will not let her go. I was like, okay. But you know what? I'd seen so much. And I believed God from the time I was 7 years old till the time I was 11, 12 years old. It was all about God. I had visions and dreams. I would sit and talk to him and he would talk to me. So I know that God had a calling on my life. And when he pulled me out, believe me, he was Jehovah Nicaton, because the devil had set me up for death. That was supposed to be the last call for Cheryl. So when I speak to somebody and when I say something to somebody and I tell you what God is saying, and I believe that this campground has a special place in God's heart. I believe the ministers that come here and minister the word of God about deliverance, but yet lay a solid foundation for salvation, lay a solid foundation for the word, and encourage you to read the word and to get an understanding of the word so that you will be built up in the word, so that you don't get caught up in just one half or one portion of what it is that God can do in somebody's life. I'm doing it because I've been there, done that, and I bought the t-shirt. And the only reason I stand before you today, out of all the stupid and dumb things that I did, was because there is a God who loves us. There is a God who is willing to open the door of hell for you to see devils and demons, how they sound and how they operate in people. It gives you patience. It gives you patience. So when you see somebody just acting and just even in the pulpit, preaching the word of God for all they know, but loaded to the max with demons, that you can sit out there and pray for them and believe God for their deliverance instead of judging them for what they don't know. And pray for God to give you an open door so that you can go to them, so that you can say to them, you know, let me pray for you. When you read Romans 16, 1 and 2, it says that Phoebe was a succor or a helper to Paul, which means that she was a helper to the apostle. So those that are my overseers, those that are apostles, those are the ones that I'm not afraid to talk to. Everybody's afraid to talk to the overseer. They're afraid to talk to the apostle. That's my calling. And therefore, when you get in that place, you also got to be ready to take that little tap yourself. Because I am not fallible, and I am fallible, and I'm not perfect. So when you know what your calling is, and you know that you have to relate to the overseer, you have to relate to the apostles, then you expect that the apostles recognize a call in your life, and they will come to you and they will tell you, you know, and you have to be willing to accept that. And I believe that with the body of Christ, we've come to a place where we don't want to accept all of the responsibility that goes along with the call. You have to. If I'm a wife and I have a husband and I have a child and the child comes, I have to be ready to accept that responsibility. My life is going to change. I'm going to what? Shift. Because now I'm no longer his lover, his friend, his wife. I'm now the mother of his children. So I got to shift. We have to shift as the body of Christ. We have to come to the place of being willing to shift when God says shift. Be willing to do what God tells us to do when God tells us to do it. Amen? Amen. If you can honestly look at yourself and judge yourself and see that God sees, then you are on the right road. I tell many people, like, they say that six people out of 10 people are schizophrenic and the other four have tendencies. The best way to get deliverance is just say, I'm one of the six. I'm just one of the six. And you know why? Because if you say that you're one of the six, then you leave yourself open to hear everything the Holy Ghost is telling you to be delivered from. But if you think you're one of the four and that you're all that in a bag of chips, it causes you to walk in a bit of pride. And every time somebody tells you something, you're looking at them a little strange. Well, like, I'm one of the four. Why are you saying that to me? I'm one of the four. Hallelujah. Everybody stand on your feet. Reach your arms up to the sky. Stretch up really high. Really high. Father God, I just thank you for those that are here as they lift their arms up toward the heavens, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you to pour out on them a refreshing. I bind the devil taking away this word. I bind the spirit of sleepiness. I bind everything that is not like you. Father, I thank you and I give you praise and glory and honor that the joy of the Lord is their strength. I thank you for focus, God. I thank you for their ability to have the mind of Christ. I thank you, Father God, for the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith. I thank you that their loins are girded about with truth, God. I thank you, Father God, that their feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I thank you, God, that they wear the garment of praise, God. I thank you, Father God, that they will overtake that they will pursue and overtake the enemies in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. I loose upon them, Father God, I loose upon them a mind to do battle, a mind to do warfare. I loose upon them right now the courage of the Lion of the tribe of Judah in the name of Jesus. I pray for them right now, God, that anything that is not like you, the spirit of fear, we take authority over you and we bind you in the name of Jesus. We curse you at the root. Move out of their stomachs. Move out of their mind, their will, and their emotions. Come out of the lower part of their back. Come out of their knees. Come out of their chest. Come out from around their hearts now in the name of Jesus. Manifest and go, spirit of fear. Manifest and go now in Jesus' name. Come out of the hearts of the mothers who feel that they don't have what it takes to raise their children, that bind themselves in constant fear. We bind and break it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Move, all you devils, in the name of Jesus. Move from out from behind the eyes of the people in the name of Jesus. Move and let them go in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we thank you for a refreshing of the Holy Ghost. Pour down like rain upon them, oh, God, driving out everything that is not like you, oh, God, driving it out of the souls, out of the heart, the mind, the will, and the emotions, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Move all the sickness and infirmity that has come, high blood pressure, low blood pressure. We come against spoken word curses. We come against the spirit of rejection and rebellion now in the name of Jesus. And we put a wedge between the spirit of rebellion and rejection now in the name of Jesus. We just decree a fresh blood wall in Jesus' name, driving out everything that is not like you, God. We praise you. We give you glory and honor, God. We bind and break up those spoken word curses. We bind witchcraft, black witchcraft, white witchcraft, voodoo, hexes, and jinxes now in the name of Jesus. We bind and break it all the way back to Adam and Eve on both sides of the family line. Move, devils. Come, move, move, move. Move, move out of the legs of the people that cause them not to praise God. Move now out of the back of the people in the name of Jesus that would cause them not to be able to run for you, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabosata, Yeridio Sata. Rosikiridio Sana. Resekoyeridio Sata, Tatata. Resokoramasitiridio Sanda. Father, we lose faith, hope, and trust in thee. We bind doubt and unbelief. We bind mind-blocking, mind-binding spirits now in the name of Jesus, and we decree that they will have the mind of Christ and the heart of God. Move, you devils. Spoken and uncalled devils, you go now. Devils that attack ministers, deliverance ministers, go in the name of Jesus. Devils that attack pastors' wives, go in the name of Jesus. Move out in Jesus' name. Ha! Those devils that attack the pastors and the preachers, those spirits of being analytical, those spirits of hidden pride, move. We break your power over them now in the name of Jesus, for they shall go forth with power and might and humility in the name of Jesus, we pray. That's right. Keep coming all the way out. All those hurts on the women that were spoken behind closed doors in the darkness by their husbands, their fathers. You manifest and go. Loose the women of God now in the name of Jesus. Manifest yourself and go now in the name of Jesus. All those spirits of rejection that are on the men. Oh, you ain't nothing. You just like your daddy. You'll never be nothing. We bind and break that off of the men now. In the name of Jesus, manifest yourself and go. In Jesus' name, loose the men of God into the place that they want to be. Loose the men of God into the place that God has called them to be. In the name of Jesus, we bind all fear. Fear of change. Fear of doing something other than what people have told them to do. We bind and break it now. We say shift in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Father, we praise you. We give you glory and honor. We worship you, God. There is none like you. You are worthy of all our praise. You are high and lifted up, God. And we thank you for this time in your presence. We thank you for being with us, God. We thank you, God, that you are the lover of our souls, and we thank you for it, God. We praise you, God. We give you glory. We thank you, Father. We thank you that your word in Psalms 18 and 37 says that we can pursue and overtake the evil kings in our life, and then we will stomp on them until they are dust. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that as we read the word, we shall retain the word and we shall be able to speak the word, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we are rooted in the word. Thank you, Lord, that we stand victorious. We will not be distracted. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody repeat after me. Father, I forgive those that have done anything to hurt me, that have offended me. And I ask you, Father, to forgive me for holding them to that bondage. I release them, and I release myself. Because you said if I forgive, then you can work in my life because you have forgiven me. And I want to be just like you because you are my daddy, God. Amen. Father God, I just thank you for these, your people. I thank you, Father God, that you will operate in them by your Holy Spirit, binding and breaking the spirit of gluttony, anorexia, and bulimia now in the name of Jesus. Breaking it off each person here and off the seed and the seed to the 12th generation. Father, I loose the blessing of the Lord to overtake each one of them, God, in the name of Jesus. For Father, you said the blessings will go to the 14th generation. God, some of us are the first ones in our families to reach out and seek you in this way. And we ask you to bless our families. Bless those in Iraq. Bless those in Mississippi and Louisiana, God. Bless them, God. God, do your thing. We stand in agreement with you, oh God, for there is none like you. We know that your perfect will is being made manifest. We may not understand it, but we know that you are God who loved us so much you gave your son Jesus to die on the cross for us. And that these that are being without God, that you shall take care of them, God. For you took care of them before and you'll take care of them now. And we thank you for it, God. Thank you, God, that right now you're blessing the church. You're blessing the congregation so we can take people in, so we can bless them, God, so we can show them the Jesus through us. Thank you, God, for letting us open our hearts and our minds to hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying. Thank you, God, that we won't have to look back and say, oops, I was supposed to entertain an angel, and I said no. Let yes be the word of the day, guided by the Holy Spirit. God, stir up within us the Spirit of the living God. Stir up within us the fruit of the Spirit. Let us walk righteous before the other people who do not understand you, God. Pour out your wisdom, your revelation and knowledge upon us, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him the highest praise in the house right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest form of praise. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you. Lord God, we worship you. We give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. For there is none like you, God. There is none like you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we worship you. We just worship you, God. Oh, God, thank you. We understand what it is to praise. That we know as we shift to learn how to worship you is the place that we're going to get. God, thank you for a place of worship. Thank you that we learn how to be still and worship you, not because of the things that you give, but just because of who you are. Oh, thank you, Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. This is what I long to do. One more time. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace, this is what I long to do. I give you praise, Lord, you are my Almighty God, there is none like you. Travel the world over, there is none like you. One more time, there is none like you. Hallelujah, Lord. We just love you, God. We worship you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Bless your name. Bless your name, God. We worship you. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, rest upon your people, God. Rest upon your people. Like the dew in the morning, rest upon your people, God. Rest upon your people. Oh, God, deliver us a different way, because you're a different kind of God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this time with you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the deliverance that has been wrought in the room today. We thank you, Father God, that we will stay open for the rest of this time to receive what you have for us. And we will receive it willingly, unashamedly, and lovingly, because you are Abba, Father. You are our God. Father, we thank you for the food that has been prepared. We ask you to bless those that have prepared it. We ask you to bless those that have kept the grounds, Father God, and do keep the grounds while we are here. We ask you, Father God, to supernaturally bless this place, Father God, with finances that the doors will stay open, God. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, whatever the needs may be, God, bless them. We don't know everything, but you do. And Father, the cattle on a thousand hills belongs to you. So we know that your arm is not so short that you cannot bless each family wherever they are and bless this campground at the same time, and no one will be lacking anything. Thank you, Father. We thank you in Jesus' name. We give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. And to the congregation, give him the highest form of praise.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, God. Amen and amen. If you want to take your seats, you can, because the Spirit of the Living God is still here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You can always tell when the Spirit of the Living God is here. Sister Mildred gets stirred up. Oh, thank you, Father. We worship you, God. We worship you, Father. We give you the praise. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou. God bless you. God bless you. I think that if you just sit still and don't be afraid, as Clement said, of the quietness, God is ministering still. Because the food is always going to be there, but this time will not last always. Just sit in his presence. I believe he's giving some of you visions. He's speaking to some of you. He's answering questions for you. This is what happens when you sit in the presence of the Lord. All your needs are met.
Jesus, 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 there is something about that Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms, they'll all pass away, but there's something about that name. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms, they'll all pass away, but there's something about that name.
I sense in the spirit right now that I really sense that there was a prophetic word that someone has, and they're kind of sitting on it.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.